Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Freedom for Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome to the program Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great today.
So today's topic is something we really have to think about in a lot of ways and why it's such a big addiction.
Right. We're talking about pornography. What do you know about pornography? Well, pornography is defined as a representation of sexual behavior in books, pictures, statues, motion pictures, and other media that is intended to cause sexual excitement. The distinction between pornography, which is illicit and condemned often, and erotica, which is broadly tolerated, is largely subjective and reflects changing community standards. Now, here are some interesting random facts about pornography. A new porn film is created in the United States every 39 minutes. Women like to watch lesbian porn more than straight sex. The 1988 People versus Freeman court case stated that adult film production, as long as it doesn't hurt others, was protected as free speech under the First Amendment. 20% of men and 13% of women admit to watching porn online at work. Pornography addiction is a behavioral addiction that causes serious negative consequences of physical, mental, social, and/or financial well-being. It is estimated that the monetary size of the porn industry in the United States is $10 to $12 billion. Pornography revenue is larger than all professional basketball, baseball, and football franchises combined. Porn revenue is more than the combined revenues of ABC, CBS, and NBC, which is $6.2 billion. 12% of all websites on the internet are pornographic. Over 40 million Americans are regular visitors to porn sites. Around 70% of men aged 18-24 visit porn sites in a typical month. Child pornography generates around $3 billion annually. There are over 116,000 searches for child pornography every day. Every second, the online porn industry makes over $3,000. Every second, nearly 30 million unique internet users view porn. Nearly 2.5 billion emails per day are pornographic, which is 8% of all emails. Over 35% of all internet downloads are pornographic. Nearly one in four internet searches are about porn. That's about 68 million a day. There are around 42 million porn websites. 25 to 33% of those who watch internet porn are women. Porn makes up 30% of all data transferred across the internet. The average age of first internet porn exposure is 11 years old. Disseminating pornography to a minor is considered illegal in most U.S. states. The only remaining pornographic taboo that is nearly universally accepted is child pornography. Now, pornography is different from erotica. Erotica portrays sexuality in high art, which focuses on feelings and emotions. Pornography focuses on sex in a sensational manner and emphasizes the physical act to arouse a quick reaction. The distinction between porn and erotica is always shifting because the very definition of pornography is subjective and contextual. An image may be considered erotic in one culture and condemned as pornographic in another. Porn is often divided into two categories, softcore and hardcore. A work is hardcore if it includes graphic sexual activity, visible penetration, and unstimulated sex scenes. Softcore porn typically contains nudity or partial nudity in sexually suggestive scenes, but does not include explicit sexual activity, penetration, or fetishism. A survey of Hilton, Marriott, Hyatt, Sheraton, and Holiday Inn hotels found that almost 70% of their room service profits came from porn movies. Now, these are just a few things that I found to get you up to speed on pornography. For more and various types of truth just below the surface, listen to my podcast at www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. Spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N. And that's what I've got for you today.
Wow, and it's just something, again, that we've been covering things with sex trafficking and two interviews that are going to be airing on my network as well, with Dean Cain and also Tim Ballard. And it's just awful. And we see porn is what's causing all of it. So we'll definitely have to take a look at it and see what's happening. Appreciate the conversation. Everyone needs to check out RevWynHendersonMD.com as well. And I appreciate you stopping by.
Great.
All right, guys, that was Freedom from Addiction, Just Truth, Just Below the Surface. Take care, everyone.